In today's first reading, we once again heard from the letter of the Apostle James. And I rather like the bluntness of James. He just kind of tells it like it is. Yesterday he said, you ask what you do not receive, because you do not ask rightly. Do you not ask, is it not based on your passions, adulterers? Or he says, faith without works is dead. And today he says, you are a puff of smoke that appears briefly and then disappears. Instead, you should say, if the Lord wills it, we shall live to do this or that. What James points out here is really the shortness of our lives here on earth. Monsignor Richter once said that we're a bit short-sighted on this earth, in that we spend so much time, or we focus so much on this little time that we have on earth. And generally speaking, we have about 80 or 90 years. But if we think about that in comparison to eternity, it's almost nothing. The short time we have on this earth, it's almost nothing compared to eternity. For we know that our souls will live forever, and that when Jesus comes again, we will receive our bodies once again. This is one thing that struck me when I was in Rome studying as a seminarian. I remember we were going through the catacombs, and we saw some of the old tombs down there, many of which were still filled. I remember thinking to myself, just how long has this person been buried here? It's been about 2,000 years. And a lot of things have happened in the course of that time. And ever since this person's death, he has either been in unending bliss in heaven or unending torment in hell. Of course, this person may have spent some time in purgatory before going to heaven. But it's such a long time, and so much longer than that person was alive. My brothers and sisters in Christ, let us always remember the shortness of our life and that we will spend eternity either in heaven or in hell, and that this life is very, very short in comparison. When I was in the seminary, another seminarian once put it to me this way. He said, imagine that you had a wall that was 10 feet thick, and every million years, an eagle swooped by and lightly brushed the wall with its feathers. By the time that the eagle has worn through the wall, eternity has only just begun. My brothers and sisters in Christ, let us heed the advice of James the Apostle today, who says that we should say, if the Lord wills it, we shall live to do this or that. Let us always seek to do the Lord's will and so inherit the promise that he gave to all those who are faithful to him.